As I welcome you to another episode of Visions, I want to say a very special thank you to all those individuals who have reached out to me to offer comments on the episodes as they listen to them and to make recommendations. I also want to shout out Leroy Scantleberry and his son Kevin and all those persons who may be at home unable to get out on a regular basis because of their disability. Welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today I want us to celebrate and reflect and really think about how we, as a people, as citizens of this Caribbean space, of this Barbados space, can join together for the betterment of all of our people. So, I'm going to start with a song that is the theme song of CARICOM. And for some of you who may be unaware, CARICOM is the Caribbean community. It's a collective of 13 governments joining together to advocate, represent, and develop the Caribbean region.
Raise your voices high and sing.
As the song implies, it's one Caribbean. We're all living in this space, whether we're of African ancestry, Indian ancestry, Chinese, whatever, we are all one Caribbean people. And let us think not just of the average citizen, but the citizens in the Caribbean. Approximately 1.3 million Caribbean citizens have a disability or multiple disabilities. How are we making our space in the region friendly? If we have to travel by air, if we have to travel by ferry, can we accommodate persons with any type of disability? Regular transport on our roads. Again, do we have wheelchair accessible buses? Do we have the auditory announcements that will allow the blind and those persons who may be print impaired to know what stop is coming up? How are we really striving to make our space in the Caribbean extremely accessible? Now, in Barbados, we commemorate July 26th. This is a day of significance in our history when Barbadians rioted. They spoke up against the suffering they were experiencing and they demanded better, a better life, a better quality life. And they rioted. So we'll now hear from the mighty Gabby with Riots in the Land.
Born, but my grandma tell me how we had a riot in this country. Great Depression, the people they face, so them a riot and them burn down the place. I was unborn, but my grandma tell me ivory. Couldn't get no food to feed them babies. Couldn't get a job if you beg on your knees. Couldn't get no medicine to cure the disease. So we had
as his grandmother told him, the mighty Gabby said, some people will tell the younger generation about the fight, the struggle, the advocacy, the demands of Barbadians with disabilities, how we strove to make Barbados a more inclusive society so that any citizen with a disability can access all the services, the social services that are available in our country. How we strove to make this land a harmonious land that will allow all citizens to join together, to work together for the development of our nation. So when you advocate, when you demonstrate, when you commemorate, as we did on August 1st in the Caribbean, we liberated ourselves and truly feel that measure of emancipation. So we'll hear now from Tony Commander Grisette. Freedom. Freedom is what we all want. Freedom is what we all need for survival. When we think of a quality life, we're talking about the liberty for free movement in our own spaces, the liberty to speak and represent an issue that is impacting our lives. Freedom is what we are prepared to die for. So, freedom is what some of us have died for. So let us truly appreciate what our foreparents, our ancestors, have done to make our country Barbados and the Caribbean space one that is comfortable to live in.
Stupid. control. We shoot at people who used to be different. I wonder when this madness can really end.
I will now play you Buju Bantam, I'm Alive. Because once you have advocated and experienced emancipation, you experience that level of freedom that you are confident in yourself, that you go after what you want to achieve, your personal goals, your national goals for development in this country, you do feel alive.
Was buried alive, but I'm still breathing. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling. I am alive, there must be a reason. I was given one more chance, my heart's still beating. Buried alive, but I'm still breathing. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling. Oh, I, now I am alive. There must be a reason. I was given one more chance, my heart's still beating. Now all this time I've been blind, only running against the wind. Friends of mine pass with time. After living a life of sin, some many give up, many give in. It's my determination to win. I survive the worst of times. I survive, yeah. I was buried alive, but I'm still breathing. Tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling. Alright, now I am alive. There must be a reason. I was given one more chance, my heart still beating. Oh, they made a ditch from one.
Many of us have written articles in local newspapers. We have spoken via the radio, television, and more recently, social media to share some of our experiences and allow other persons who are cohabiting with us in this island to understand what we are experiencing. The struggle, the need for improvement in the quality of life, accessible transport so we can have that freedom to move around. We need to have you appreciate the effort that is involved in planning a simple trip, maybe to the hospital, to the dentist, to the pharmacy, to school, to work, or just to the beach. A lot is involved in planning ahead. So we have to be forward thinking in what we want to do and how we can achieve it. Therefore, we also want to say that we appreciate all those persons without disabilities, the parents who stand alongside the people with disabilities to represent the issue. That is critical as we think of how we can build a society that is fit for all. In this struggle, in this fight, we also want to say thank you to many individuals who have, as I just said, joined in the advocacy, in the campaigns to strive for our liberation. And at this point, we'll hear from the Red Plastic Bag as he sings a salute to our heroes, because we have so many unsung heroes who are not visible in the public eye, but are doing so much work behind the scenes in representing the issues and getting people to change attitudes towards people with disabilities so that the stigma and discrimination is significantly reduced. And our young people with disabilities are growing with more confidence that they can not only achieve their goals, but they can certainly be able to not only that they feel confident in achieving their goals, but that they feel enabled to truly live a life of liberation in their land of birth. So here we go, Red Plastic Bag.
National heroes on the radio station, on the calling shows. A day for Barrow sparking big, big debate. Is he a true hero? The question of late, my opinion. Shouldn't get a day, shouldn't be given that treatment bout here. Cause whosoever responsible for the linen up at the hospital, oh, them ain't get a day. Brand new elevator up there, and it outside lifting the grass I hear. Oh, them ain't get a day. And the man who brought in the container, air condition units and enough liquor. Oh, he ain't get a day. I wonder how much money they stole. Dead people up there still on payroll. Oh, get a day. People from the town and the country planning to stop a big, big hotel. And it cost this country 3.3 million. Well, well, cow getting 1.5 million because he ain't get a contract. And nobody got a day for that. That's why I say we must know who our heroes are. Hail them from near and from far. We must know famous from notorious. That is a must here in Barbados. This nation was not built by our leaders.
support the idea to pull Errol Barrow down from her history book, it is fair.
Leave Errol Barrow there, right there.
I'm telling you,
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
National heroes, their contribution, we must credit those for the work they have done. Party persuasion, I suspect, cause internal vision and lack of respect. No, 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 let's not be that way. Come on, visions, let's not be unfair. Cause two ran away and come back to sue me till one gone again, the next get bail.
Oh, them ain't get a day.
They're bold to show this beautiful country looking colonial like in 1940.
Oh, them ain't get a day.
The wrong approach they adopt out here, come telling me all about child care.
Oh, oh, them ain't get a day.
Priests who support sexual activity that's going on up at Glendary.
Oh, I know them want a day.
I thought it was over but I was misled. Look, she sued the foundation instead, and she ain't get a day for raising the dead. Somebody gave a man under Miss Miller more money than the Prime Minister, and that body didn't get on her. That's why I say we must know
who our heroes are,
and we must hail them from near and from far. Here in Barbados, this nation was not built by our leaders alone. So many heroes out there are unknown. But I can't support the idea to pull Errol Barrow down from our history book, it is fair.
Leave Errol Barrow there, right there.
Forgetting that this country got enough heroin. I know that all won't be recognized, but some are right there in front of the eyes. Come on, visions, let us get busy. Know the people who contributed greatly. They got rolled in the potholes up by me, and they went and patched the road recently.
Oh, them ain't get a day.
All the men who don't pay their child support, and the women have to put them in court.
Oh, them ain't get a day.
Liz, she getting minister pay, and she pick up garbage a whole damn day.
Oh, she ain't get a day.
Nearly 6 million tenants owe government, 12 years now some ain't pay a cent.
Oh,
I want to leave you with a piece as we reflect on how our foreparents have invested in our personal growth and development, how they have invested in our financial stability, how they invested in our academic growth. And so many aspects of our lives, our foreparents, our neighbors in the community that help us to grow. As the old African proverb says, it takes a village, it takes a community to raise a child. And many communities, many elders in our districts have helped in raising many of us with disabilities. They help to give the parents of those children with disabilities support so that they could have gone out to work and that they were able to feed that child or children with disabilities, that they were able to guide them in being manly and understanding the quality of life that is required and needed as we strive to live independently in our country. So let us reflect and think and thank many individuals who had a hand in our lives. And I will encourage you to look around your neighborhood for those members with disabilities and ask, how can you lend your support? How can you lend your voice to uplifting our citizens with disabilities? I want to say thank you for listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham Ashby, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week at the same time as we delve into the matters of the heart relating to people with disabilities. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or via STARCOM 1-246-430-7300, and you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. Remember, you can listen to this and past episodes of Vision by going to the VOB929.com website and look for the podcast and listen back. So thanks again, and do be good and be productive as we build one nation, one region fit for all citizens.